There is definitely room to cut rates, to become less restrictive and offer some more relief to consumers heading into 2025. This is given strong demand for local assets, a high international reserve position, and inflation stabilizing around 3-4%. The bank will be looking at South Africa for indications of a rate cut, which is likely given their cooling inflation and low growth, coupled with a less volatile and stronger rand. South Africa's GDP actually declined by 0.3% quarter on quarter, which was definitely not the expectation of South African economists, who had growth at 0.4%. So we expect another 25 basis points cut, which is great news for Namibian middle class and affordability.